Boyle. One man has 6 months to pay a $1,000 fine and will avoid a license suspension after traveling 64 kilometers over the posted speed limit in late 2023. In Boyle Court of Justice February 27, Dexter Williams pleaded guilty to one charge of exceeding the maximum speed limit November 2, 2023. Williams was clocked traveling at 174 kilometers an hour in a 110 kilometer per hour zone near Wandering River, Alta. Williams, who appeared in person without a lawyer to enter his plea, told Justice Robert Shagetz the traveling speed read by Crown Prosecutor Robin Thompson was correct, but only part of the picture. I wasn't driving at 174. I was driving about 130 kilometers, and someone pulled out behind me, said Williams, who was driving in the left lane. He said high beams reflecting in his rearview mirror prompted him to consider moving into the right lane, but he had to pass a line of cars first. I'm not sure how I got charged going at 174. While trying to clear that lane, I got up to that speed, but it's not as if I was driving at 174 continuously, said Williams. The Crown sought a fine of $1,250, but Thompson noted no license suspension was part of the suggested sentence. Mr. Williams does not have anything on his driving record, it's a clean driving record, she said. Williams requested a lower fine amount, citing his family circumstances impacting his ability to pay. I am a father of four, and I am the only person working in my household. I need a little bit of lenience here, I'm asking for. Shagetz accepted the guilty plea and handed down a $1,000 fine to Williams. The difficulty here in part is that the speed is on the very, very high end of the spectrum, said Shagetz. Your intention isn't really the issue on a speeding ticket, you either did it or you didn't. 174 is 174, meaning whether you're going that fast continually or you're just going that fast briefly. If something goes wrong at that speed, your reaction time is zero, and then there could be tragic consequences, continued Shagetz. Most cases, Mr. Williams, where an individual is traveling at 64 kilometers over the speed limit like you are, most cases result in the loss of a license, said Shagetz. That's not happening today, both because the prosecutor's not requesting it, and because I accept your explanation, and you have no driving abstract to speak of, which is a critical factor here. Lexi Freehill, townandcountrytoday.com.